Do you live your life rock boat to rock boat? If so, then welcome aboard the Boatcast, the podcast for rock boaters by rock boaters. Gentlemen, we are thrilled to have Greenlight Morning here with us tonight. Welcome.
Ooh, what's up, boys?
Our brothers are back.
We're thrilled to be here.
Heck yeah.
Hi, guys.
And is it May yet? I cannot wait to see you in person.
It will be coming up, man. We're excited about it. How you guys been?
Living the dream.
Can't really complain. Life.
Things are good. Family's healthy. You can't ask for more than that.
That's true.
Are you excited for the tournament? Like, are you guys into the basketball? I know we talk football, but are you guys excited?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
big all game right. Tonight, even. We got Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
She was killer in the last
game. She's already, GOAT status of college basketball.
Yeah.
I saw that last game was more watched than the World Series. It blew my mind.
Yep. Yeah. More watched than That's every awesome. Other college football game, except for, I think, for Ohio State, Michigan.
You know, if the Phillies were in the World Series, that would not have been the case.
Eamon would have been watching it on 3 million more TVs.
Who wants to watch, the Rangers and Diamondbacks?
Right.
Right?
Well, my understanding is that they weren't even allowed, women's basketball wasn't even allowed to use March Madness for the longest time.
Right.
That's insane. So excited to see where that is.
I was excited. I tuned in. It was incredible.
Totally.
Shooting all those threes. It was fun.
It was a great game.
Yeah.
And I'm a big proponent of I just don't get the likeness of girls basketball, but that game changed me a little bit.
That's very cool. I just came from my son's basketball tournament.
Nice.
So their March Madness was switched because of the weather. So here it is, April. And so I ran from that to here. So
just wanted
how,
to.
How you guys been?
Amazing.
Life's been good. It's been really, really, really good. We're happy to be alive. Family's doing well. Enjoying writing songs and gearing up for. Aaron's got some amazing news. I mean, as part of something, I'll tease it with an amazing race, and I'll let him take over from there.
Oh my goodness!
Wait, what?
He's making a way bigger deal of this than it really is.
Hey, I'm just giving it as big as you brought it, man. Last night it was awesome.
Pretty big. Like my family and I went on a cruise for spring break, and they had this event where you did an amazing race. Have you ever seen the TV show?
Yeah.
And we were up against 30 teams, and we won. My family, we went and crushed that thing. So yeah.
So I saw the picture on social media of you guys holding that. I just thought it was everyone took turns with the picture.
We thought it was a participation trophy.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
A little metal amazing. Virus, and that was like my gift.
That looked like a hell of a trip, too.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. It's fun. A little different experience than the rock boat. Let's just say that.
I'm sure it is.
Which we saw you on, and you did an amazing job.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Great time as always.
Great to meet your better half as well.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
This was her first one. First time to actually get on. That was actually really cool to be able to bring her on the boat for sure.
What did what'd she say about it?
She loved it. I was a little nervous because she's, not always the big music fan. You know, she loves music. She's been with me since high school, guys. So she's been around the music scene forever. But I was a little nervous, but she knew that a lot of people there, and then she ended up falling in love with a lot of the bands that we walked away with. She really liked Brother Maven a lot.
At Rock by the Sea.
Common Heart. She was really dug those guys as well. So it was cool to kind of see her start to learn what this is all about, and she'll be
love that,
by the way. So she's coming to Rock by the Sea.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
In the Silent Disco right? That was a big fan.
That may have been her favorite part of the whole thing. Let's be real.
Me too. It was. Whew, took a lot out of me.
Chris, I saw a couple posts from you that were just fantastic.
I'm sure they were.
You were laying in bed talking about what a great evening you had.
Oh, yeah. That was not a post. That was a text. But yes.
That was your personal one.
No, that's right. I appreciate it, man.
Nobody didn't post that.
That was man. That's
how we actually got onto the podcast is because of that.
They blackmailed us.
Let's say my FOMO was pretty high after I saw that. I'm like, oh, man, they're having a good time.
I had so much water that day.
They could use some portable air conditioners, like pointing onto the dance floor at the disco, though. Oh. Like during the silent disco.
That's actually a great idea.
To blow all the sweat.
we'll have to bring that up, Chris.
Mark, make that happen.
we're talking to some people next week.
Awesome.
So, Rock by the Sea.
Yeah.
You know, this is for those who are going this year that are listening. Can y'all explain to them what this is and what they're in store for? They probably have got some inkling, but I think it always helps when you hear from an artist that is so well involved.
Well, yeah. I mean, so for those who don't know, it'd be surprised, but I mean, Rock by the Sea, this is the 18th year of putting this together. And Rock by the Sea is a charity that raises money by doing music events and gives to other charities, right? So the whole idea between Beth and Rick and Gail was to do what we did on the boat, that vibe of love, that's great music and all these moments that's happening on sea, and to bring that into the land. And so, but they wanted to have a philanthropy, you know, and this is a charity event. This is an event to raise money for pediatric cancer. We work with, you know, the University of Florida Brain Immunotherapy Program, you know, Ken Black, you know, he started Lyrics for Life. And so there's just so many different charities. I mean, they get into like the Arnold Palmer Foundation, you know, even Tallahassee. I think there's several programs within like the library, and like helping kids read, and you know, it's the family event, but like it's just really incredible to see how that they've really, as in 501(c)(3), have been continuing to help families get through therapy, help support this amazing research. To help with glioblastoma, so the mortality rate for kids is under 80%, you know, 12-0. And I think that's like one thing that I want to bring into this, because I went years ago doing Rock Boat, right? I heard about this event, and I came across, and I'm fully being honest, like it was in another event. I didn't know what it was about. And then we got there, and then we visited the hospitals, and you got to meet these families, and it wrecked my heart, like 100%, like just rocked me. And I remember going to Beth and Gail at the time and saying, I'm so sorry, I didn't get this. Like legitimately just didn't get this. And so like, I'm very passionate about this. We've all had cancer that's touched our lives, you know, and cancers that have robbed us from people we love. And so it's a passion project for me. And to see, you know, these kids that are going through treatment and seeing like really great success stories, all this research and the money that has been given by, you know, 20% of the alcohol goes back to research and the ticket prices and, you know, and then people, you know, give tons of sponsorships. And we do a ton of different events, right? From euchre tournaments and, you know, I'm hosting cornhole tournament this year. Brian Facchino is doing Brian and Friends, you know, a guy named Hammer Thornton is doing like a bourbon tasting. There's so many extra events outside of the music that all pours back in and all goes back to us raising money to help fight pediatric cancer.
So let me just ask the listeners, pause us right now, go to rockbythesea.org and get those tickets. I mean, this is for the kids. You said it so well, you know, and I could see it on your face. The YouTube listeners, viewers could see just how passionate you are about this, AP. It's something that we're honored to be part of this year. We're honored to actually sponsor it as well, because we didn't want to just go there. We want it to dive in. Oh my goodness, speaking of diving in, we got a Bodo Bomb.
This was not intentional. I was just trying to like make sure my audio was set. I didn't know if I logged in that it would just launch me into the show.
This is awesome.
This is perfect.
What's up, man?
I am as surprised to be here as you are to see me. How we doing, everybody?
Awesome.
Don't let me make this about me. I'll disappear. It's great to see you, fellas. I'm just gonna go hide. It's been real.
That was fantastic.
Couldn't even plan that.
He just doesn't know how to hang up. Yeah, that's my bad. Sorry.
What is going on here, by the way? Is it Eric? Dude. Like, are you gonna sing for us?
Eric's back.
Wait, what?
You're coming on to sing a song.
Are you gonna do a Green Light Morning cover?
Oh man, here's the thing. It's after 6 p.m. on a Friday. And I have a firm policy that I try not to sing and drink, and so it's just that ship sailed.
Smart,
I am practicing for the Bowcast though. I'm drinking on the weekends, and you know I'm doing my squats Big during steps. The week, going for a jog. Yeah, I'm getting my steps in, so I'm doing all the things that go into this. All right, seriously,
keep training.
I got a month.
Love that.
Love it.
That's awesome. So when people get to Rock by the Sea, you guys have been there, right? Obviously.
We have been there. Now it's at Rick's on the Island. It used to take place in St. George Island, and which was awesome. It was great. You know, the event's growing. And what I love about Rick's on the Island and Okaloosa, one, it's easier to get to, which is fantastic. Two, the ocean is right there. And, you know, it was more of a bayside there on St. George. I mean, it was. But I also think that their commitment to, you know, when you do something like this, you've got to find somebody that puts their fair share of stake in the game and is willing to give 20% of the total revenue, not just their profits. They're also partnered into that. And so that's been really great. And they're also, you know, it's a great room. It's a great listening vibe. And there's so much going on this year. I mean, we've really packed it in, not only with the bands, you know, I mean, if you're playing cornhole with me, you're also going to hear Irish music the entire time. And that's a ground, like that information is brand new. This is the first time we're even sharing that. But the Sternwhillers are going to be rocking that and playing like traditional trad music and, you know, AB, what do you have with the euchre going on? I mean, beside Tom Cruise.
Yeah, Tom Cruise might be there. Floorbird's probably going to come and play too.
With our track record, we might just drop in the middle of your set at this rate.
Listening.
Yeah, it's a good show. I want to listen.
I was waiting for him to just peekaboo.
Curtains back, sir.
Yeah, for those people that want to play some euchre, I'm hosting a euchre tournament. You can come in; it'll be fun. Join us. Is this really your first time there or no?
Yeah. This is really our first time. Every other year, there's been a conference that my wife's had, and we haven't been able to make it. But this year, the conference is the very next day. So I'll just
add a personal anecdote about Rock by the Sea. I mean, you asked if we played. We probably over the last 13 years have been involved, maybe 12 years, and had it not happened, all the stuff about the rock boat would have not happened. No question about it. Like, you know, cause we got voted on a sound check. So that community was really involved. That's how I got involved with like working with Brian Facchino and being able to do that. So it's a little bit, you know, you guys have always talked about the rock boat being a family. Like Rock by the Sea was my original family before kind of coming into the rock boat. I know there's a lot of overlap with those people, but I think that for people that may have been on the rock boat that have never been to Rock by the Sea, it's a little bit more of an intimate environment, you know, that I think I love it. It's on land, so that's obviously a clear difference. A little shorter, easier, but yeah, if you haven't been, you guys, to the listeners, there's no time to waste. Like, this is, there's no excuse. Let's get this done. Get a ticket.
Rockbythesea.org.
In the lineup this year, I have to say, for the people, because Aaron works with the folks, mm-hmm. I think it's the best lineup we've ever had.
There's a lot of bands. I was just blown away.
Yeah, I don't think Green Light Morning's going to play anymore. But
I'm sure if I have enough time.
As long as Floorbird plays.
I was so excited to see that happen again, to be honest. I know that, I think Eric, since you're on there, maybe is he on there still?
There
I'm, I'm trying to pretend that I'm pretending not to be, but I'm.
This is awesome. This
so I know that he went to like that town of Del Rey, right? And you got to do that, but I hear that was quite the festival. But I was even like, Mom Rock is going to be back there. We're bringing Paul Fowle back in, Tony Luca, Keaton. You know, like, it's so good. It's really an incredible lineup. This is the first time Stern Willers will be there too, and I'm really excited. They're kind of like in the same vibe of like a Gaelic Storm, like bring party, you know, traditional trad music. Patrick Martin is the bass player for Greenlight Morning, and so down at these events, and so that's his band. And I called him like,
amazing.
Can you also do this? And he's like, yeah. And if you ever see Patrick, he looks like he came straight off the boat, you know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah, Eric, you're in for a fun weekend, my man. Seriously.
I am so excited. I feel like every time I'm about to talk, I've just taken a sip of something.
Okay.
But I'm so excited to be there. It's we loved the kind of the, I don't know what to call it. Like, it's Rock by the Sea, but it's an offshoot of Rock by the Sea that happened back in November.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Was that that's a Del Rey, right?
It's I'm not like a beach connoisseur or like aficionado, I believe. So is St. Augustine like is that Del Rey? It's
that's right. It was in a different place, wasn't it? Right.
But that alone was crazy. And so when Beth was like, hey, you know, do you want to do the main one? I was like, yeah. what's going on? I was super excited. Also, this one has games. Now that I know it has cornhole, it's a whole other.
I just want to say about cornhole. I have a good friend who lives about 25 minutes from me, who was about 3 years ago the number one cornhole player in the country and went to Vegas for the Johnsonville Cornhole Tournament and won.
Whoa!
Wow.
So
I was worried you were going to say.
Is that your partner?
I was afraid you were going to say he was injured in a horrible cornhole accident. And now we have to play in his honor.
So I'm going to ask for some tips.
I mean, listen, I got to sell 14 more tickets, and then I'll get to crush my $2,000 goal. Was at minimum for that. So that's where we're at right now. So I need 14 more players. So someone wants to go online and pay $35 for Eric to play. We're going to find you a partner.
Who do we have to watch out for on
the Eric? What's the inside scoop here?
I think Tommy didn't Tommy from the Currys win last year? Steve Everett's a ripper. Thankfully, Mike Mintz isn't going to be there because it bothers me how good he is. I mean, I've traveled to cities to play him in cornhole, wanting my rematch, and he beats me again.
This is a good time to note that Drew plays in a league. For cornhole, Drew our bassist, so he takes it.
He needs to play for sure.
He's got plans. Yeah, he's especially if we don't know if we're bringing Steve, our photographer, who's with us on the rock boat, but they play together in the league.
Please bring Steve.
We got to figure out if he can fit and is willing to go.
One more ticket sale. Steve's gonna buy something. Aaron,
there you go. I'm trying to get him.
This is a trophy I won many, many years ago.
That's awesome.
Fantastic.
No way.
Why don't you throw that away? I was like, no.
That's awesome.
The Grammys can go, but the cornhole trophy stays.
If you hate music and you hate charities, there's also a lazy river. So, you know, at the resort, so you can like just hang out in the lazy river all day.
Huh.
Man, I got to tell you, if there's cornhole going on, and Irish music. That later that night, I'm going to be trouble.
I mean, you don't get much more Irish night than Eamon Farley.
That's true. Yeah, you know, I gotta say, like, when it's so what's crazy is, like, you know, it's no one's paid there, like it's all volunteer work, right? And Beth is, you know, doing schedules and she's like mixing things and, you know, taking care of family on our normal life. Like, there's so many people that are involved in this, from the Rock by the Sea board and people that volunteer. And you can go online if you want to serve a shift where you go around asking people to hold their arms really wide, and then you can get tickets for raffles. We're going to have a silent auction that's going to go up before that. So I think about 2 weeks before, you're going to see that happen again. But that volunteer thing is such a crucial piece of this. Because I think that's the thing that ties us all together. When you go to these events, you have such – everybody's there to know everybody, right? There's no, like, egos. There's nothing. And that's what's so great. And if you talk to anyone, to the left or right, throw a stone, you'll find people that do just the most fascinating stuff in real life, you know, that just play. I mean, Chris, like, even when we were talking in Texas, right, and hearing what you do to rescue kids and like – you know, everybody's just around there where you're finding all these really deep connections and friends, right, that are there, and they're all awesome people, right? And so there's just like this, it's like a family reunion, right, that you want to be at, right? you know, like it's you're looking forward to seeing these folks, right, and like catching up. And, yeah, I mean, and like, I love my family. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to get a phone call. Text. They're already starting. What? Right? No, but I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, so, like, getting back to, like, what I want to capture in some things that we've done is really taking what Beth has created, her love of music and passion, but to really parlay, you know, what this has given us a platform to play our music. But it really is about these kids. And, you know, I think that there's more stuff on the sites. You can see the checks that are given and ways that people can, I mean, we have people that donate part of their 401ks, like their money, they give back, like, long-term giving, sustained giving to this charity because of what they see the work that we're doing. That's something you can, I'm not the person you talk to on that, talk to Beth, you know, but there's so many ways to be involved in it with, you know, musicians who are even, like, you know, cutting their guitar strings and giving them up. And then someone, you show up and they've got earrings made out of, like, you know, Eric's guitar, you know, like, it's wild to see how people have found ways to donate. And there's also a support as an artist touring, just like the Rock Boat. There's a community of people that come back to see you different parts of the country and travel. And we really love it. I don't care if we became, as you know, we won't, but if we became the next U2, right? Like, I would still go back and be part of this event because it really matters so much. Just a couple years ago, I did this thing at one of the up in Put-in Bay where I had all this, it's called RV Sessions. And so I was interviewing different artists that were there and editing. It's like putting together a TV show. But I wanted to do this for something called Camp Sunshine, which is one of the other philanthropies that we do. And it's where siblings who have had cancer get to go and work with other siblings, you know, other kids that are going through treatment. And like, this is another thing where you give normalcy to children who are fighting for their life. And like, I can't wrap my head around that enough.
Yeah.
You know? And so, I think that passion that's there, the music's always great. But I just really think that people should be, you know, what we do has such a great place to grow. And I think it will continue, you know, moving and helping a lot of children.
Rockbythesea.org.
Yeah, for sure.
Get your tickets. Buy your cornhole tickets. You know,
yeah, 14.
14.
And we already signed up for 4 of them.
So does that mean if somebody buys 14 of them, they can play you 14 times?
They would get to play 7 times, right? Because of partners.
I don't do math. Oh, I guess it wouldn't.
If you're your own partner, you do get to play 14 times, though. Like, you just run back and forth. That's allowed.
Against yourself. You win.
That's right. And I don't want to, you know, if euchre and cornhole aren't your thing, you didn't sign up with Brian and Friends, then this is a good segue to talk about two of our people that we love so much is Megan Farrell and Megan Slanker, yeah, who are going to be hosting the bingo tournament.
Yeah.
And so you can get your bingo on.
I just want to say I will not be playing bingo this year because I cleaned house on the rock boat. I won the bingo. Thank you.
Oh, yeah?
What, are you banned? You're, like, barred from bingo now? You won too much.
I feel like my luck is up to it. I don't want to be that guy, you know?
Look, I'm gonna Chris, Chris did you get kicked out of Vegas?
Chris, this is for charity.
Boatcast bingo. You're banned.
I want to, Aaron, I want to circle back to the whole cancer thing. As a survivor of cancer, it goes so far to me, or for it goes so far with me, when you see charities doing events like this, and you know, and we got somebody else.
Speaking of cornhole,
I had to, we really got a password protect. Like, we need a waiting room or something.
What is happening here?
Chris intentionally set this up back to back in the hopes of this happening.
No, I love it. I love it. I mean, we should announce that.
Just keep that.
I wish we had a big announcement. We were all jumping on at the same time.
Well, I'm looking at AB's shirt and the Earth Angel. There's some exciting things coming that way, right?
Yeah, I can take that. So I can tell you that, like, I'm wearing the shirt Earth Angel, which is also like a sister charity of Rock by the Sea. Many of you may know, some of you may not, but Jan Allen, she works for a company called Paytech. Put together, this is her third album, and it's similar for those people that have been on the rock boat that have done the sessions. They basically took a bunch of singer-songwriters, they took us down to Mexico, and then we wrote and recorded an album in a week. And we're going to release that sucker on April 26th. It's going to be available to stream. And we want everybody to kind of stream that. So, like, we're actually all going to be at Rock by the Sea, and we're going to perform the entire album front to back at Rock by the Sea.
What?
We're breaking news. First
time we've ever actually played the songs live together. So it could be a complete mess. So just come to watch that.
It's going to be awesome.
But, dude, the funds all go to help support Children's Hospital of Colorado, you know, which is also centered around, you know, pediatric cancer research. And we're just...
Let's say who's on it too.
Yeah, I mean, who's on it, AP.
Yeah, I mean, so like Brian Facchino organizes writers, and Steve Everett, and Telephone Tag. You guys know Telephone Tag,
oh, yeah,
right? We had a lovely ride down there. and then Megan Slanker and Megan Farrell and Aaron Bright and Aaron Patrick. We all got together and wrote a really incredible record, man. It was really fun. Like, we were just at the beach. I got to see Aaron Bright write a song with Megan Slanker, and I just felt like I was, like, witnessing just an amazing moment, man. Like, they were down at the beach. Like, if I could just, like, frame what I was watching, it was awesome. This song's called Jacques Cousteau. You're going to love it. It's so good.
Nice.
And, you know, I just think Jan did such a great job. Also, like, the accommodations were just lovely. I mean, it was really hard not to write, right? You get up in the morning, and Aaron and I are both early risers. We'd go on a walk, come back, and I'd kayak and, you know, see what the ocean brought to us, you know, and then come back, and we'd be like, what are you working on? And, like, you just sit in on a session, and then at night, someone's tracking, and, like, people are grabbing a side write, and there were songs we didn't even get to finish that were down there that we wrote, but this record's really, really cool. And we're going to do – I'll throw in a plug on August 17th for those that want to go to Earth Angel Fest out in Colorado. Those tickets are also up for sale. And Jan Allen's been a really amazing partner to Rock by the Sea as well. I mean, she's been a very handsomely generous giver since, like, 2016 getting involved, and just been very thankful for her.
Awesome. Yeah, she's always been super nice to our podcast, and – I can only echo what you said, and yeah, she's super nice and
amazing,
very giving.
We're gonna have her on, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on our list of people. I have a list.
Hold Speaking
on.
Of spoilers,
hold on, I have a list.
Yeah, it was like,
I have a whole folder of she's on the list.
And we were all in Texas together during Texify.
You guys weren't on the list. Oh, yeah. I don't know how you got the. We survived the tornado.
Right.
Today we survived the earthquake here in Pennsylvania, so that was
fun. Yeah,
I did hear that.
I feel like we've interrupted now the Floorbirds podcast.
We pretty aggressively interrupted yours.
I'm trying to figure out what time did Chris say, "Hey guys, jump on."
Are we doing a unified podcast at this point? Episode?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Aaron and I will just do this.
Yeah. Yeah, we know how well that went when I did it. So for context, you guys know there is no waiting room for the podcast. You log in and you're in. So I thought I would check my audio, make sure everything's good. I said, "All right, we're good. Let's go to the waiting room." And I just dropped in the middle at 6:45. I dropped in on this, and then you're just kind of there. There's no escaping it.
You're just going to be in three episodes.
There's actually a story behind that, because a very high profile artist wasn't able to get in, and I was like, never again. And so I turned it back off. But then with all of these high profile artists, I was like, they got to be able to get in.
Yeah.
Amazing. You know, that's what I say every time I struggle to get in any waiting room, is I say, "I'm a high profile artist. Where's my accommodation?
Where's the spam?" Well, it's great to see you guys.
It's great to see you guys. I'm so excited to see y'all down at Rock by the Sea. I'm excited, man. It's going to be a great time.
We still have to trade some shows here, man, because we had that lovely connection as part of Soundcheck Artists, and we'd like to come see the City of Love.
Yeah, we'd can't get too into it, but we're actually trying to do a little bit of a run out west that might run through Cincy and all that this summer. So let's
bring it on.
You got my number. Should I read it out loud on air? It's
610-867-5309.
Yeah, man, I got it. I got
just
it.
Turn into
sure.
Our YouTube channel, subscribe, and we will have it on a ticker. His number will just come across. Yeah. Tick, 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 tick.
I feel like we're just now being sold, you know? Next stop, Swim There. Very nice.
See, everybody, this is what you can expect if you come to Rock by the Sea. This is the perfect camaraderie, perfect group to kind of be around.
Yeah, and we're all sober right now.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, it's like, Chris, what you sipping in that cup?
Aaron's got
Mama
whiskey.
Mama needs her apple juice on Fridays.
Apple juice on Fridays.
So good.
So what's happening in the world of Floorbird?
Yeah.
Well, I know I mentioned it on the now officially Greenlight Morning end of this, but I'm excited for Rockboat. I'm training for Rockboat. I'm a little out of shape, but I am actually training. I'm at the gym 4 days a week, and on the weekends I'm drinking a lot. And so, all told, I'm doing a lot. I'm doing a full 360 degree prep for this event. So I feel like I'm prepared on every angle. I should practice. I have been practicing also the music. So it's all everything's in there. Everything's folded in.
Is anyone going to correct him?
No, I
was going to remind him that it's called Rock by the Sea.
Not Rock Boat.
I thought he was breaking news.
I was waiting.
Pretty sure 6 minutes is going to be pissed off when they find out you just dropped your name.
That NDA you signed, man.
We are not scheduled for the Rock Boat. We are scheduled for Rock by the Sea. It's the R and the B that really throw me off. And can we censor that? Can we censor it and then just not, you know, and then we'll just correct me? I don't know. I don't want to go to podcast jail for this.
Yes, it's real easy. One happens on a boat and one happens by the sea.
It's not
very true.
Yeah, it's not I didn't think I'm going on a ship for this. No.
I'm gonna blank out again. I'll be quiet. Back to Florida.
No, it's a good correction.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody said it, as opposed to Tom was just like, "I don't know, will we? Maybe."
Maybe.
Oh, Christ. Well, hey, fellas.
Well, welcome, Floorbird.
Hey, how's it
going? Also, Drew's gone.
I'm Floorbird.
Yeah, he's like, "I'm out of here."
Did you guys feel that earthquake today?
He's stuck in the waiting room.
Yeah.
I sure. So yeah, I usually felt the earthquake. I finally got the courage to go back to my basement for this, because I definitely took the laptop out of the basement following the earthquake.
Oh. I mean, do you not care about us? Because you didn't ask us about the earthquake. I'm just kidding.
I did see. First of all, you're in it's Cincinnati, right? Great Eye Morning's a Cincy band, no?
I was talking to Eamon, but yes.
Well,
I really am going to leave this alone now.
After what your Reds just did to us, you know, sorry.
Oh, we have a baseball team?
I mean, I feel like the guy with the turtleneck would know that you don't have a baseball team.
Yes, sports.
Who's wearing the turtleneck? Kevin.
I think that's a quarter zip, which is actually more sporty than a turtleneck.
No, it's a full turtleneck.
Oh, it's a real turtleneck.
It's a full turtleneck. Full Steve Jobs look. You got the blue jeans on, too?
No, khakis.
Oh, Jake from State Farm.
Ah, there we go.
Well said.
Exactly.
I'm Kevin from State Bird.
Time we saw you, you guys put out a new vinyl, new album. How's that been going?
Been going.
It's been great. I have a bit of an attention deficit issue, so we have gotten pretty hefty into you know, we're already working on some new material. We've been demoing new songs as well. The response has been awesome. We love putting it out. That was a big labor of love for us. And it was like, I think it was our most collaborative in terms of like songwriting. And I think that shows in what came out. And I think we're continuing to double and triple down on that as we go. Which is really exciting for me, but I'd be lying if I said I don't myself alone listen through like once in a while, like, you know, maybe 2 weeks. Yeah. You know,
I did that the other day. I was at work. I just threw it on, listened to the whole thing front to back.
So nice. You can work. I can't. I'm immersed in just wow. I feel great about myself every time. Oh man. So what's up with you guys?
Not too much.
How did you do in the earthquake, Mark?
Yeah,
you know, I was upstairs and felt it shaking, but we have a guy who was doing some repairs in the basement. I was like, what the hell is he doing down there? And then I put two and two together.
I'm not going to lie. I hate what my first thought was when I felt it. Like, I felt like the low rumbles first and then like the, you know, house shaking things.
Did you think it was the brown note?
No. So like I just installed a new hot water heater myself.
Oh, no.
At our house. So I was like, my mind went worst case scenario immediately. I like went down the basement and checked.
An earthquake is a bad case scenario though. Like that's still pretty serious, I feel like.
Nah.
All right.
Water.
I guess we just had the
water heater.
Yeah. Yeah.
New Jersey 4.8.
Yeah, because the earthquake did happen, and we're good. But if that thing, someone went wrong with that, that would have been bad.
Oh yeah. Mm. So. Talk to us, you guys, any other shows lined up? You whispered about a West Coast tour. Is there any more you can give us into some shows coming up?
So we are working on something for August, but the short version is it's centered around a show that we're excited about. We're not allowed to talk about it, but we will be able to talk more about it by the time we're at Rock by the Sea. So we're really excited for that.
Amazing.
Going not West Coast. We're going to be going out to the Midwest. So we'll probably run through Cincy. I know Kevin's looking at me like I don't know the cities and the states. I do know some of them.
No, I didn't want
I know
to
my
say
way
anymore.
Around the Midwest.
We can give it a
Indianapolis,
Cincinnati.
Chicago.
Stop it. Hey, mute him.
Kevin,
just
so
quiet.
I'm just
naming cities in the Midwest.
Yeah, doesn't mean you're playing there.
We are just naming places.
Most of the cities in the Midwest are pretty well known.
Now he's just showing off. I can name cities in the Midwest too. Philadelphia, Ohio.
Yeah, Philadelphia. That's a big one out there.
That's a big one.
We got North Philly.
Students.
North Philly. West Philly, right?
We got Fishtown.
That's in the West.
We got Fishtown.
Yeah, Fishtown's up. Like, it's cold there. It's north. people, the audience in Florida is driving into oncoming traffic listening to us talk about Philly right now.
Speaking about driving and Florida, so mm-hmm. the Boatcast is, we are taking a vehicle and we are driving down to Rock by the Sea.
You trying to carpool?
Yeah.
It depends.
Do you have like a
van? I heard how the carpool went down to Rockboat.
It depends. We only have room for your photographer. So
that's okay. Tom and I are flying, so I don't care what you guys do.
Yeah, so Kevin and Tom are teachers, so they have to like they got to like really game it out in the school year, like figure out how they're going to get there. Where I'm a, you know, tech sales degenerate, so I can kind of go anywhere anytime. But
clearly, you're just like popping up in our meeting.
But at 6 o'clock,
I'm just gonna go right into this podcast.
You don't have a waiting room. What? That was just on me. I need it's my like fish oil. My blood pressure is now.
Or from Step Brothers, and he's like, "I didn't want salmon. I said it four times."
So wait, so what are you guys driving down? Are you taking like a van? Are you doing like a motorcycle? Like what's the range here?
Yeah, I think my brother had like reserved a van.
Nice.
I have to check.
Thank you, PennDOT.
Yeah, yeah. But we probably have room for like one more.
Yep.
We can throw Steven. Although we should probably coordinate, not on the podcast in the middle, just because, you know,
I agree.
Don't want to get mobbed at wherever the Boatcast is staying. But
it happens, you know.
You know, it's hard to.
Yeah, let's definitely do that.
Yeah, we should figure it. We should figure it out because it's going to be me and Drew.
Okay.
So you know we're a good time.
Although I'm still here listening. Yep. For those who are listening,
I was just going to wonder if you were going to coordinate your outfits during this podcast.
So what, Drew's got a Megan Slanker shirt on.
I get shotgun for the first half because I'm a better driver. I'm just kidding.
I swear to God, I didn't even.
Hey, there's
that.
No exit room either, for the record. Waiting room or an exit room.
Well, wait. So the thing that this will probably be like a big like test of faith. Because the minivan that is now effectively the band the Floorbird minivan, I got for like just before the Rock Boat so that we could pile equipment in there, pile a couple of us in there, and so frequently we'll do like a two car situation. Usually Drew takes his Jeep, and I do the minivan. Now it's me and Drew driving together. And here's the thing, Drew I have seen is a very safe, reliable driver. He has avoided multiple of other people's accidents that I've seen.
I get there quicker. Just saying.
That's the big thing is he gets places a lot faster than I do. And
I don't know what happened. When we went to Rock by the Sea, where we went to, no, Rock Boat, we made it a 2-day trip and we drove to South Carolina and stayed with our friend that Saturday. And when we got down to South Carolina, Steve was with me. Everybody else was in the van. Steve and I got down there. We stopped at this brewery. We sat, like, had two beers. We got food. And then we're like, we may as well go over to our friend's house and see where they're at. We get over there, and then they don't show up for, like, yet another 30 minutes. I don't know what they were doing, but we got there.
Eric so enamored in his murder podcast that he just takes it nice and slow.
I was going to say I like riding in the car with my friends, but, you know, that works, too. Did Tom just mouth friends with a question mark?
Friends.
Al, very observant of you.
Thank you.
So what's it like to be a part of a music festival that is, you know, mainly focused on raising money for a charity to help kids fight horrible diseases?
Well, I try not to lead with horrible diseases. When we like talk about it on stage, but it's one of those things where we like, it's so much fun, I think. And it's hard sometimes not to get lost in just like what a good time you're having on stage, off stage, talking to people. This one has cornhole, so I don't even know how I'm going to handle that one. But like, it is something we do have to remind ourselves every set. Like, hey, we have to make sure we talk about like what actually is going on here. Like, make sure you're, you know, there's raffles. There's all sorts of things to sign up for. that benefit, you know, that benefit Rock by the Sea. And it's one of those things you have to do every, probably, you know, every set, you know, and it kind of take, how do I say it? You're not taking yourself out of it, but you kind of are reminding yourself like, hey, this is like important, you know, this is like a, this is a very serious thing. And it's not just like, it's not just goofing on stage with the boys for a week. Like there's a much larger purpose behind that, but it's, for what it's worth, I blame y'all Rock by the Sea for making it fun. It's so fun that it's hard for me to remember sometimes.
Amazing. So how did it come to be? When did you first connect with Beth and the Rock by the Sea team?
We met Beth via the Rock Boat, and actually we met her the night before we set sail. We met her and Aaron Patrick, Aaron Bright too probably, but I was drinking that night. I'm sorry, Aaron. We met a lot of folks related to Rock by the Sea there.
Funny, that's what I was doing the first time I met them.
So, there you go. Weird. It's brings people together. And then I ran into Beth several more times on the boat. And I actually still have, Beth, if you're listening, I have a steampunk hat that she gave me with goggles. It's a full getup. It still is in my closet. And my favorite story about that is after I think I had it on for a good hour on deck, I threw it in our cabin and didn't say anything to anyone about this thing that I got. So Kevin walks in, I think an hour later, and thinks he's in the wrong room, if I'm not mistaken. Because there's just a stranger's top hat with and goggles, concerned. Which
I thought we were turning into a steampunk band.
Not a bad vibe.
Now, how will you guys prepare for an event like this?
Practice.
Like in person or like virtually? Yeah. Or?
We'll do some practices in person. Like, I think we got a regular schedule up leading up until it. Like, I think it's every Sunday for like 4 or 5 hours.
Wow. You take cornhole seriously.
Yeah. That's a whole sidebar conversation that I can start because I'm really excited for that.
Drew plays in a league for this.
Do you see what the trophy looks like? Oh, AP's my showing God. Us.
Oh, I'm excited to bring that home. Cool.
Now, there are some actually really good prizes with that. But yes. But I think people should buy tickets for the whole band right now, right? Yeah. I mean, we need 14. I'm going to go. I'm going to watch this happen right now and see if you guys get bought.
Yeah. Okay. Morgan, I'll go on the website.
I was actually going to I needed to ask you about that. How do we sign up for that?
Well, thank you for asking so much. Yeah. So if you go to rockbythesea.org, you'll see the event with this amazing lineup, everybody that's on there. Then you can buy your tickets, and then you could scroll down. And you could pay $35 to be part of it, or we can get people to go online as this comes out, and they can actually buy the tickets. Will you guys air this before Rock by the Sea?
Yep. This is our next episode. Getting this really is a lot after, of
this is coming out this Sunday, so three.
We're trying
two
to get these
now.
Tickets sold, Aaron. Trying
That's
to get
amazing.
Sold.
I know. We got to hit. So you can spot
I'm gonna
the ship.
I'm going to be honest with you. The whole month is going to be. So we did Will Hoog, and so after Will. This starts our Rock by the Sea tour of podcasts. So we have Greenlight Morning, we've got Floorbird, and we've got
together.
For, you know, yeah.
This is awesome.
Then each week we will have a different Rock by the Sea artist come on to talk about their time at Rock by the Sea and promote what you know, talk about their time there and what they have going on in their music world and. Their experiences at Rock by the Sea and why people should go out and buy tickets and cornhole tickets. And we're going to release one every week leading up to the event. And then we'll get some episodes there with artists who have never been there, who have performed and capture their after moments and such and release those as well.
I mean,
I just want to make a, oh, sorry.
I was just going to ask that. I mean, you shared that what you guys are doing with it there.
We just did.
That is a big deal to Rock by the Sea. You know what I mean? Like when I heard that, I was on this email chain and I'm like, no way. Like that's awesome, you guys. And then to come in as a sponsor on that, I want to thank you again on behalf of the board and like everybody, like truly, it means a lot. And you're celebrities in our eyes as well as friends, but that meant a lot. So looking forward, because there's going to be a lot of opportunity for you to grab a lot of people down there, because it's so intimate. You're not chasing people across the ship. They're all down there.
Yeah, we're working on. I have two bands secured that have never been there before that are going to come on after they perform. Not like literally, but like after, you know, just so they have some context for the conversation. And then we're going to do some things, and we're going to get some episodes while we're there with Boots on the Ground. And
it's awesome.
And then, listeners, you know, in that same light of everybody's story is important, please let us know if there's something you want to come share. If you have someone in the family that's been touched by cancer and, you know, or a story of your own cancer survival, please let us know. Or even if you've been to a bunch of Rock by the Seas and you think there's something else that needs to be shared, please reach out to us and hit us up and we'll get you on too.
Yeah, we feel like newbies.
Yeah, we're
excited to be
joining this party.
I want to go on the record that we do not view the Bowcast as friends, only celebrities. So that's the entirety of our relationship with the Bowcast.
That's why you didn't have a waiting room.
That's, you know,
to hoop right in.
High probably.
We give them the waiting room. No, they skip.
I was gonna tell.
I've got
Chris,
the whole metaphor mixed up.
You know, the biggest celebrity down there. So yeah, start
hilarious.
Mentally preparing yourself.
I do also want to make a note for anyone getting tickets to Cornhole, just to not to make it too, you know, here's exactly how to get there, but you got to go into the ticket link first. You go in like you're buying, like straight up buying tickets to the festival, and then you scroll down, and that's where the Cornhole stuff is.
That's right.
Tickets, can confirm I just bought two.
Hey, you didn't buy four?
I'm not made of money.
All right, I guess I gotta buy the other two.
12 tickets left. 12 tickets.
And we're gonna get there. The podcast already has 4 tickets for us. We will see you in the finals there, Drew.
I would also like to give a shout out to the Mullins and Beth. We got some Rock by the Sea countdown clocks. It's pretty.
Whoa.
Pretty.
What's the countdown say right now, Chris?
You know, I did the whole like macho thing. I took it out of the box and was like, oh, I see the buttons. I can totally set this thing up. And so I kind of just put the batteries in and haven't been able to figure it out. It's very confusing.
The plus goes with the plus.
Yeah, it doesn't. There's like 6 buttons in the back and a toggle switch. But the good news is there's 2 other ones that Mark and Eamon were also given. And so I'm just going to open one of theirs
so
and read the directions.
Hang on to this.
They're going to mess this.
So mine's correct and theirs is wrong. But yes, it's and it came with this cool little Rock by the Sea decal that you place on it. It's pretty awesome. So thanks to everybody for that.
If I sound distracted, I'm just actually buying Cornhole tickets now, and I guess I'm not as fast at it as Drew.
What?
Oh, but AB's got Euchre too. Talk to us about that, because I feel like you're getting put in the corner there, AB.
Always. I actually gave Beth a whole new idea for next year, because I think Euchre, you know, that's the reason why you should sign up, because this may be the last year we ever do the Euchre tournament. But if you like to play Euchre, I mean, you know.
Wait, what is that?
What's Euchre?
Exactly. That's why.
I know it's a card game.
That sounds like a kind of a spice or like an herb.
It is.
Or a bomb.
It gets
spice. Yes.
It gets intense. I mean, there's some serious Euchre players.
Euchre is a game.
I don't know.
Very Midwest born. So those of you in Philly probably don't know about Euchre, but. If you come, I will teach you how to play, and I will guarantee that you will enjoy it. And then you'll be like, why have we not been playing Euchre?
I'm running back and forth between thinking it's ukulele and thinking Euchre is some kind of horrid Midwest insult, because it sounds scathing.
Eucalyptus?
Well, I mean, the best news about it is, like, Thorbird is going to be playing in the background while we're playing Euchre.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay.
Acoustically, no PA or anything. You're just going to come in and play.
We're not allowed to play the game, so we had to play music.
I thought they agreed to do a Magic Mike set that during your journey.
That was me.
I mean,
that's my bad.
Okay,
I didn't tell the band that yet.
Kevin. That was thanks, Aaron. I didn't tell him yet. Yeah,
I'm so sorry. A lot of firsts here.
God.
Aaron Bright, what is this new thing that you're going to potentially trade out for? Are you allowed to share this?
I don't know if it's officially approved. Beth liked the idea. I can tell you that much. Okay. Well, I guess I can tell you guys. You guys are friends, right? Like, and then no, you guys can tell us like whether like we should do this or not. But here's my idea of like trading out for Euchre. So I want to do a game that's a little bit shorter. So like Euchre, if it's a tournament, it may take a couple hours, maybe 3 hours. You know, just depending on how long or how well you do, right?
Well, that's one full Lord of the Rings movie.
Eric, I see you, your face, but like you know, cornhole's the same way. I mean, you sign up. I mean, if it's a tournament, you may be there for a while. So I was like,
do I just suck at cornhole? It only takes a few minutes to beat me.
It's a tournament, Eric. Like you're playing to win. You know. So like this, it's not just one game. It's multiple games. You know, if you're good, that is. But here's my idea. So I was thinking, like, what we could do is we could do a finish the lyric contest, and like. I don't know what the price is to get in, but let's just say it's like $50 to $100 to get in. We'll cap it to like, if it's $50, we'll do 30 people. That's $1,500, right? But we actually like give some prizes away, whether it's like, you know, a signed floorboard kick drum head or something like that, or it's actually cash, you know. And we'll do like real popular songs that like people know, like, so it kind of keeps it fun and easy.
Nice.
And we'll throw in like bonus points for like lyrics to like Rock by the Sea artist.
Yes.
Mm. Or we could also do like a Mad Lib one where it's like, you just got to finish this line, bro. Just like whatever.
That's a great idea. So you can help collaborate with me on this. And so like,
I like this.
It's like we write it all down. I'd have to have a screen. We go through it, but then also like maybe like as we're going through the results or the answers, you know, like maybe some artists come up and like actually sing the songs, like just for fun, like sing the results, you know, just, so that's my idea. We'll see.
Whether right or wrong, right? Like even if they do the lyric wrong,
yeah.
You're like, she's got a chicken to ride.
There you go.
Hey, it's a cool idea.
It could also be something where people can put money in and they can have a chance to win something, which I think would be. So that's next
I was looking up Magic Mike when I got kicked off.
That's my idea.
That's a great idea.
I'm looking up Euchre now.
Instead of you.
I don't know how to.
You have to look up. You know, finish the lyric. Finish the lyric, you know exactly what that means. But you have to look up Euchre. So that's why I'm thinking this
might be. It's good we gave.
Is it spelled like U-E-E-U-C-H-R-E?
No.
E-U-C-H-R-E.
I mean, it does sound like it could be a disease in itself. Like, what happened? He had Euchre.
I got Euchre. It's serious, fellas.
You know.
Now my HomePod is listening.
You get Euchre. You can get Euchre. So you know it's. Yeah. You're now intrigued enough that I think you want to play. Is actually what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I'm
at
a
right
little
now.
Distracted. I'm on the Wikipedia page for Euchre now, and I'm trying to remember that I'm on a podcast.
Don't tempt Kevin with a new card game.
It is good. It is good. We gave the play by play through the ticket to find the tickets because
yes, thank you.
It's not that easy.
You're right. That might be something, Aaron, that you guys should work on as the ticket pages.
Well. You know, we try to make it an essential place. So if Dot
and we'll take that out of our podcast,
and we'll go to our team and talk about it. But no, it's really fair. So yes, go to rockbythesea.org, click on the event, click on buy tickets, and then you can do whatever you want to do, and you can buy whatever you want to be, except the bourbon tasting, which is sold out, and Brian's and Friends is also sold out. But yeah.
Least popular people, Aaron, is what that means.
Yeah.
Can I throw out one last thing on this, and maybe someone else will run with this in the future. But I'm kind of known to make some guacamole pretty well, like you know.
Mm.
And so I had an idea called Guac and Rock that I am pitching for next year because the cornhole tournament's awesome. I want to do that, but this would be where I teach you my guacamole recipe. And then have artists that come in and play songs. So maybe we'll get like some feedback from this vibe and we could find out if the Magic Mike thing works. if Aaron's new Finish the Lyric or Guac and Rock with AP would be, you know, there's three new ideas.
I'm just noticing that Chris's video has been off since he's been watching Magic Mike, so I'm just going to leave that there.
Now get ready for Magic Floorbird.
Something just blocked the view of the camera.
Yeah.
Is this the largest audience that you guys have had on?
Yep.
So, I mean, like, he's so excited. He's like, I got to go.
No, stay.
Well, I feel bad that AB and I stayed on as long.
Eric screwed all of this up.
They told us, like, don't leave early because you have to, like, let the video render. Yeah. So I'm like, I felt bad. Like, do I not leave?
Honestly, just stay on.
Yeah. This is family.
I mean, we're here to promote Rock by the Sea. Mm-hmm. So this is
It's definitely.
I gotta say this might be the best podcast ever with everyone here.
I don't need these notes anymore.
I thought this was like I was waiting for more to come in. I thought you guys were gonna like it felt like we were doing like We Are the World or something, you know, like
a different person intervention.
Yeah, you know, like right.
All right, let's.
Yeah. I don't have a problem.
Just do it.
I brought questions today for the Bocast guys that are all rocking.
Yeah. Throw them right to Floorbird too.
Yeah, this could be for anyone. You guys want to play this game or no?
Yeah,
like, just for like, if people are still listening, like, this is great.
If people are still listening, we love you, listeners.
All right. So these are all Rock Boat themed, right? So I want to understand, if you had to pick a band from the Rock Boat lineup to save you from a deserted island, who would it be and why?
Megan Farrell.
Oh.
And why?
I just feel like because she has survival skills. She has the van. She could save us with Lady the Van. She knows how to make things, like she makes jewelry and stuff. I know we need like food mostly, but like there's jewelry she can make with guitar strings. There's a lot of options here, but I feel like
I love
Megan
game.
Would
That's
know
great.
How to survive.
Mm. Anyone?
So
I'm gonna go Red Wanting Blue just because Scott Terry. You know, if you need a voice to shout out to England for them to hear, I think Scott Terry could belt it out
for sure. That's good. I will say. Like, no joke, I wrote my answer down.
What?
And
Boom.
She's a beast.
No.
She's a beast. And if you haven't seen her new music video, Aaron Bright and I made a cameo in it on the beach. She's pretty. She can handle.
And we wrote a novel with Megan Farrell, too. Aaron and I wrote some of Megan Farrell that we're going to debut at Rock by the Sea. See, I'm pulling it all together.
Amazing.
Part of the Wings on the Water. I came out. I saw this band. This is actually kind of a funny story with Megan Farrell. I got up. I took a walk on the beach and saw, you know, this guy just like out with his kid. They're all swimming and neither of them were wearing clothes. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And so we come back and I'm sitting on the beach and then they walked by. Someone else comes by and he's like, hola. And I'm like, hola. And then he comes by again. He's like, he says it in French. And I'm like, I don't know if he can hear me because of the ocean, right? So anyway, I ended up like writing this song about this guy who came out of the ocean, who gave me a message from the future, and that's how Megan Farrell said, "What are you working on?" I'm like, I got this idea for a song from a visitor who came out of the ocean and told me something for the future, and she's like, "I totally want to be part of this writing." So, and that ended up being one of the songs on the record, which is pretty fun.
Sweet.
I was gonna go with the Common Heart. You know, I just was like, lots of people, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It seems like Clinton is like straight business kind of guy that he'd get it done.
A lot of but limited resources on this deserted island. I mean, this is some Lord of the Flies.
That's what he is.
Mark, why are you coming from a place of scarcity?
Worst case scenario.
We don't know how big this island is. We just landed here. This island could just be Florida, and we didn't explore the other side. You don't know. You're telling us the limit of the resources? What is this, The Sims?
I'm projecting my own insecurities. You got me.
It's not Warcraft.
Even may have answered this question, but here, so imagine that we're on the Rock Boat and it gets taken over by pirates.
Mm.
Which artist on board do you think would lead the charge to take it back, and how would they do it?
I'm kind of still leaving Mom Rock Farrell. I feel like Megan can fight.
Megan could just do it. She just comes in.
Kid Block would jump in on that so fast. I mean, that's he's the leader of that, right? I mean, everyone in the world would run through a bridge and jump off.
I'm gonna have to go with
the Pirates are gonna have a bad day. Just give us the order and we'll run.
Scott Terry has a pirate mustache. I think that should also be brought into this.
I think would Pacino.
I have my answers for the first two.
Yes.
All right, so for the, we should have more gratitude. I'm going to speak.
Yeah.
I love it.
The man, Pacino, would just bring everybody together. And then the pirates would be like, why don't you try to take over the ship?
All right. So to answer the first question.
We lost Chris. Like, what's
Magic Mike 2? He's on to.
You want another one? How about karaoke night? What song are you belting out, and what artist would you do it with as a duet partner?
Does it have to be a Rock Boat song?
No, no, it could be whatever. It could be anything. But you're going to bring a Rock Boat artist to sing with you as a duet partner.
Ooh.
What are you doing? What song are you doing?
There you are, Chris.
Eric's going to say Megan Farrell again.
No, I was going to say Boys Are Back in Town with Aaron from Green Light Morning.
We couldn't hear you, man. You're
all right.
You're...
So, well, the internet's dying out here in the middle of nowhere. So
it's probably the earthquake.
Let's hear these answers. All right.
The first one, Stranded on an Island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right.
I'd have to go with, due to his alabaster skin and his voice, I'd have to go with Andy Suzuki.
Ooh.
Are you trying to get off this deserted island, Chris, or just stay there forever?
It depends what happens, you know? Nothing's off the table. And then the second one, if pirates take over the ship, there is one badass person on that boat who is the nicest person, but I feel like if, like, it were to go down, this is somebody you would want. I'm going to go with Six-Man Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
She would definitely. I feel like I'd have her in the front, and she would just do all the work, and we'd all be safe, and she'd get us off the boat. So those are my two
answers. You've been on a lot of these rock boats. If you could go to the history and then performing it live as a lead singer, which performance would that be on the rock boat?
Oh, nice.
I'm gonna.
Andy Suzuki when he's naked on the.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
I knew that's where you were gonna go.
Yeah. Great question though. I like it. Oh, you know what? I wasn't on this boat, but I would say that I would want to be Ken or Drew for the Greatest Showman. I've seen videos of it, from the movie The Greatest Showman. That was the theme. But that would be one performance that I'd want to be a part of.
Now, I want you guys, like Bowcast guys, I want you to like really think carefully about the answer to this question that you're about to ask.
This is a trick question.
Got my rock boat. Here we go.
If the cruise ship had to be powered by the sheer energy of music, which band's set do you think could get it across the ocean the fastest?
Chris, I want to say there are only two right answers. There are only two possible right answers.
There's only one right answer, and it happens to be when two amazing groups come together for a collaboration. And it's a
with no waiting room.
Their songs. I can't remember those two, though.
I have an answer, but it requires three. So I'm going to go with Greenlit Morning at Floorboard. And you have to sprinkle in a little bit of Brian Facchino in there.
Okay, great. Great answer.
That's my final answer.
I was going to go like single artist and just say Mom Rock. Like,
so much
Mom Rock, speech presence and energy and stuff is always just off the charts.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For
sure. DNA from this last boat, in all seriousness, so much energy. That's
fantastic.
Yeah. I think they were at Rock by the Sea a couple years ago.
Or they did Right by the Sea, I believe.
Maybe it was
Rock by the Sea, too.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's Jet's son and crew from...
They're insane, man.
Sister. Yeah.
There you go.
Also,
You got the Megan Slinger shirt on, and you got the Mom Rock sticker. You're all in. I love it.
So I swear, I said this earlier. I did not plan on the shirt thing today. It was literally just on the top of my stack of shirts this morning.
Kevin also had
a water bottle I carry everywhere, and people always. I had somebody ask me the other day. They're like, "Is that like a band or is it like a genre?"
We consider ourselves dad rock, so like, yeah. When we saw Mom Rock, we're like, dang on it, like, we should just call ourselves dad rock.
I will say though, as far as you know a band performance, Aaron AP over there, your last show on the boat, where you just the gratitude of just being able to perform for that cruise line, where you just ended up in tears.
Yeah.
Will forever stick in my mind. Oh, yeah. And that will always be, you know, top five Rock Boat moment for me. That was incredible, man.
Well, thanks, man. Don't make me cry here. You know, man, we were so grateful, just the chance that everybody gave us, you know, and we were so excited to be floorboard through, you know, for this, you know. And
what are we called?
Floorboard.
Someone had some bourbon. Someone had some bourbon.
I needed something after I got the festival wrong, so I needed to get Greenlight Morning on something. I was waiting the whole
floorboards. Yeah, no, like, you know, you for us, it was what we did at Rock by the Sea. That community that even gave us a platform to even get back into something like this, right? But we wouldn't have been there if people didn't vote, you know. And we've made great friends from this, you know. So it was an earnest moment, and thanks for. I'm glad that I was there.
Of course.
Well, again, I think everybody should.
Sorry, is this a thing on this service, like on this site? Because like, this is really weird, but I just like scratched my shoulder. And I guess I accidentally gave a thumbs up, and it put a thumbs. Did anybody else see that?
Yeah, I saw. Oh, dude, you can do a bunch. You can do. This should do fireworks, I think. Oh no, do you have one of the? You have one of the new MacBooks.
Yeah,
that's why. Do two thumbs up.
I literally was just like doing. I just like scratched my arm like this, and like a little thought bubble with a thumbs up came out.
Drew, rip two thumbs up at the same time. Real quick.
What to do?
Hold it.
If you hold your nose and you flip your ear.
Wow.
Now do a peace sign.
This is just a promotion. If you haven't subscribed to our YouTube channel, check out our YouTube so you can
also
see.
Get fireworks.
Yeah. Oh. Do you love all these visual gags on our podcast?
Just want to see. I want to see. Oh. Fireworks are better.
So cool.
Hey, Floorboard guys, for real, like, what's cool about Rock by the Sea, too, is, like, I feel like there's a little bit more time to actually, like, hang out with folks. Like,
there's
a condo area that's, like, real close by, and even if it's, like, by the pool and stuff, like, on the boat, because there's music pretty much all day, all night, like, so, like, let's definitely hang, man. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I think for me specifically, it's, I'm super excited about it. It is a known hazard for me because I am... If you haven't noticed, I like to talk, I like to shout, I like to yell talk. I do all of the worst things for a singer's voice all the time. And so it's a massive exercise in restraint. I do love my shouting voice.
That's what the building's for.
But we have had multiple instances of like, Eric, shut up, and like, I have to just kind of like sit in my corner and stuff like that. So I'm excited. It's also a test for me. To just see, like, if I can I just have fun and not shout talk the whole time? So it'll be good.
What day are you guys getting in? Are you guys getting in?
I think me and Drew are getting in Wednesday, right? We should be there for kickoff.
I thought it was like, no, aren't we driving on Tuesday?
Yeah, so we would get in like Wednesday night, right?
You guys should have your own segment, like Where in the World is Floorboard.
I thought the plan was leave early Tuesday morning and just rip it in one day.
Oh, I mean, I'm down. Yeah, I don't know if we have lodging Tuesday night, but yeah, I'll give it a shot.
No,
just later on Tuesday, we're going to need lodging at some point anyway.
Oh, true. You're right. All right. Yeah, that's fair.
It's just if it's there or halfway.
I think we'll at least get close the first day.
Yeah, what is it? What is the hour drive from Philly to
Oklahoma? It's like 18 hours.
Yeah, because it's like 12 from Cincy.
Big shout out to Danny, who's going to get us there.
Danny Farley's going to be driving us down.
He's going to get us there in like 15 hours.
Oh my God.
Man's like a rocket.
Old
Danny Farley. You're going to drive me and my brother Eamon down.
Google Maps currently.
He's just a little leprechaun. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, this doesn't make the YouTube podcast. Like, I'm totally fine with it because this is a ton of fun. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, so much.
This
fun.
Is a great time.
It's great to see you guys. Yeah. Like, I'm sure this is all will all get cut, which no. I'm fine with.
But it better not.
Do they edit these? Yes, Magic Bird.
On the Always Sunny podcast, whenever they say something that's like questionable, it's just all of them.
Cut that.
I mean, I feel like we should give something to somebody, like Greenlight Morning. Like, if someone watches all the way to the end of this, and like they'd have to be this far in, and they contact you, we'll send them something. I mean, or, all the way through, like, well, you know,
or they have to we have to say what the password is.
Yeah, password. Give them a password, and the first person to DM you that on Instagram.
Yes.
All right, the password is Shawshank Redemption.
No, it's magic. I'm calling it.
And who are they DMing?
Why don't we hold up the password so you have to
watch it?
Not only listen, but you have to watch it.
You know, AP's got his little pad there.
Yeah.
Well, and what if we do this? Let me throw this out to you guys, to Florida. For Rock by the Sea, as a donation, what if at the end of this, if someone ends up donating $500, $1,000 to this, that all of our bands, we come back in and we go a live stream and we just do an acoustic songwriter thing where it's like we play, we kind of just do this, like give a show away online, virtual show.
If they donate, I will make a point to get hardwire internet in my house so that I don't lag so much as I have been this entire time. Just for that.
Yeah, I mean, we could figure it out. Aaron, you're great at coordinating that, so I'll just throw this on you. But if someone donates, I mean, I think that we should
give a virtual
show
away. Spoken like a true lead singer, by the way. Spoken like a true lead singer. Yeah, Aaron, you'll handle this, right? Yeah.
Easy idea, man.
Good. Attaboy.
Hey, guys, is this what Eric's like?
You got it. I saw his face, but it could be cool. It could be cool.
Love it.
Yep.
So, for those that are watching, if you see this word and you DM us, you have the chance to. Just waiting for Aaron to throw up the magic word.
Oh, I thought the word was middle finger or something. We were just gonna do that.
I was gonna go with Magic Mike, but I said it too many times.
I'll make it more interesting, Chris. If they do it and somebody donates $250, I'll match it. How about that?
Oh.
Ooh, that's the good.
I love the game. If they do that and they give you, who are they messaging? You, Chris, and the boat captain?
Sure. Yeah.
If they message you directly, but you have to prove it to me. And they made it this far in the podcast without you like saying, go watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'll match $250.
Got it.
I love it.
Mm. I will not mention in any of the posts to watch.
I get the $250, but no, just kidding. I got it.
And as an additional prize for making it this far into the podcast, you also get a free wellness check called in by the Boatcast.
The Boatcast. You're volunteering them.
Nice. We could do that. Yeah.
No. Well, you know what? Aaron's kindness, let's double that. And the Boatcast through our sponsor, thefitcollective.com. For the second person, we'll add a $250. So let's keep this love going for the children.
I mean, now I kind of want people to watch this entire.
And no doubt. I mean, and I'd like to do it if someone does. I'll do the same thing if someone types the word apricot, the first one.
I thought it was supposed to be a visual only bit, Aaron. You have to watch the video.
You're the real community all the way. Yeah.
Once again,
we're just kidding, guys. We're just kidding. Redo. Redo.
It's not the real word.
Aha, if somebody does send you that, now you know they're faking.
Now we know they shut it off at 1 hour and 21 minutes.
We're running a disinformation campaign from inside the podcast.
Just add a word after it.
So, Mark, what you're saying is if somebody donates $250,
yep.
I'll donate $250, you'll donate $250, so it's like a $750.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is the first person, you're going to do that. Second person, I'm going to do that. That way we get $1,000.
There we go. All right. Love it. So two people need to donate.
And the third person who donates, that's awesome. We'll give you lots of high fives.
No, I'll do the same thing. Literally, I'll do the same thing.
What?
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you donate and you're one of the first to message us, everything gets matched, right? That's basically what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
Awesome.
So cool.
That's only if they made it this far.
Only if they made it 3 hours. The eclipse happens in about 5 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Grab your sunglasses.
I can see people making.
Have you been driving to Erie this whole time?
We should just do this on the way down to Rock by the Sea. We'll just do it again.
I was thinking. We actually,
14 hours.
Spoiler alert, we are doing a podcast on the way down.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Live.
Are you doing it live though?
Live in the car.
Live.
Oh, that's amazing.
Will that be on Tuesday? Or
that it will be on I think we're leaving Tuesday.
Right? I don't think we're gonna make any
Monday
stops.
Danny's
a straight driver. Material.
Yeah, we're not stopping. We're
Bucky's two stops. Those are our two stops.
Yep.
I don't think me and Drew will be stopping at the Bucky's awesome, because man. Of the
The
bowl of nuts that they have.
Oh yeah,
God, the pork sandwiches, the
copious
chicken
amounts of roasted nuts there.
What a place!
Roasted nuts and the barbecue sandwich, man.
I mean, if there's roasted nuts, count me in.
This is just so for the uninitiated, Drew is deathly allergic to nuts,
like
tree nuts and peanuts.
Like air.
Oh really?
So
I'm sorry, man. No Reese cups for you, huh?
Bucky's is like a delicious Iron Maiden for him. It's just, it's
drumsticks?
So dangerous.
EpiPens. No, these are EpiPens.
I know, I was kidding.
Oh my gosh. So
he keeps them on an ammo belt.
Smart.
That is smart.
Well, yeah, gentlemen, you know, I think if anyone wants to hear the rest of this podcast, they need to come join us down in Florida. rockbytheseed.org, where we all look forward to chatting with you and, you know, doing it for the children.
Mm-hmm.
You bet. Hey, great seeing you guys. Thank you so much for having us on your show, and love to see you guys keep growing and getting out there, man. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Is this the part where we're supposed to stay on after you stop the recording?
Yeah.
No, actually the third episode's about to begin.
That's right. At 8 o'clock, guess who it is? It's Megan Farrell.
Hey, and coming up next is
that's cool.
Sister Hazel.
All right. Well, we will see you by the sea.
Yeah.
I can't believe Taylor Swift agreed to do the next episode. That's incredible. I'm so happy for you guys.
Love it. Take care, everyone.
All right.
See you guys.
See you later.
Later.